Hello, my name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Welcome to the DriveCast today. This past Sunday in Westerville, we talked about Deuteronomy 30, which is kind of the conclusion of the Into the Wild series, where every week we've been talking about how God brings his people from bondage into freedom. And what has happened now, God has freed the people. They've been out in the wilderness. Because of the disobedience of the people of Israel, they kind of missed out on the promised land. But now the next generation is ready to go into the promised land. And Moses has been talking to them about the wisdom from God that he has picked up along the way. He is going to retire. He's not going to go with them into the promised land. Joshua is going to be their leader. But he starts to really share with them some words I think are really vital even for us today, where he talks about the fact that they are in the land, are they going to move into a land, and God is giving them the choices to follow God, really, or to walk away from him. And I'm sure that's appealing to any of us because we all want to believe that we have the freedom to make choices. But then God says to them, basically, that he's asking them to love him. He's asking the people to honor him as Lord over their whole life. And that in doing so, they are going to see life. They're going to see good things and not bad things. They're going to see life and not death. And I think what he's asking there from the people is that they need to limit their options. That we all want freedom. We want to feel like we're in control and that we can make the decisions. We don't want anyone telling us what to do. But God is saying, look, I want you to limit your decisions to follow me. Follow me as the Lord of your life. The word Lord means someone or something of having power, authority, or influence, a master or a ruler. God is asking to be that for us, that we would see him in that way over our life. And in that way, he's asking us to limit our options. So we want freedom, and yet God is saying, I want you to limit your freedom to choosing me. And then he tells them something I think is really the pinnacle of the words there in Deuteronomy 30. He says, therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. Now, I want you to think about that. Choose life. That God has given us a decision to make, that we are going to see him for who he is, which is the true Lord over our life, or we are going to see him in light of the person who's trying to limit our freedom. You know, in John 14:6, Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through me. That's what Jesus said. He's basically saying to choose me, to choose Jesus, is to choose life. It goes on to say in 1 Timothy 6 that basically talking to people who are, having money issues or maybe have too much money than they really need. And he's basically saying, don't live your life for money, but take a hold of that life, which is truly life. Which is to say, to take a hold of Christ. And I think in all of this section, In chapter 30 of Deuteronomy, what Moses is saying is that we all have choices, but he's urging us with the wisdom of a man who's lived his life really in three different phases, kind of the time he's being raised in Egypt, the time he's been a shepherd, kind of on the run, and now time for the last third of his life, really leading the people of Israel, following God, and his words are choose wisely, choose life with God. I think our life is made up of choices and moments where, one little choice can take us in a direction that really does lead to death. We want the freedom to choose, but the reality is that there are things that we choose that we know can lead to things that cause scars and struggles. But there are other decisions you can make. You can choose God. And what God is saying, like a good father who wouldn't give his kid, let's say, a knife before he's just too young to actually handle a knife. You don't give children matches to play with. Why? Because children aren't ready to handle that. Because God isn't trying to limit their freedom. He's trying to protect them. And in the same way, it's really the wisdom of God coming through Moses saying, I want you to choose me. Limit your freedom to choosing me in my ways. Think about how times in your life where choosing God meant actually choosing life. Spending time with God. Going in his ways, trusting in him, have brought about things in your life that you know would say, wow, praise God that I made that decision. And consequently, there are other times in your life when you've made decisions that have resulted in things that you might feel a lot of regret over. And those are times when you've made a decision to choose something other than God, and that's death. Let me pray for us. Father, I pray that right now that we would heed to your warning and we would choose life. We would choose to follow you as Lord over our life. Father, I pray that you help us to not think of ourselves as being in charge of our life, but we would look at our lives as being subject to you. God, help us to trust that you are a good father, that you have our best in mind, and you're trying to protect us from things that will give us, you know, a lot of regret. Maybe take a second right where you are and just talk to God about things in your life that maybe you've been hanging on to that you don't need to. Maybe take a second and tell the Lord that you want to choose him as Lord of your life in every area today. Well, I just want to thank you for being part of the DriveCast. Till next time, take care.